Hi, this is Michael at MMA Legal.
Hey, hi, it's Dominic Court. I had the missed call from you yesterday.
Hi, Dominic, how are you, sir?
Sorry?
How are you?
I'm all right, mate, you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. Let me just get your details up. What's your first name, sorry? Dominic?
It's Jordan.
Jordan? Oh, sorry, I thought you said Dominic. Jordan. Jordan McCourt?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling me back, Jordan. Do you have a quick 5 minutes to have a chat with me about your case?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, as I said, Jordan, my name's Michael. My role at MMA Legal is like an investigator to go out and gather the information or the evidence to substantiate your claim. Now, how I do that is I write to the social services, the education authorities, any NHS or hospitals, GPs, gather as much information as I can to give you obviously the best chance of getting the best possible result. I do have to ask you some questions, not so much about your time and care, Jordan, more about how your time and care has had a detrimental impact on your adult life.
Yeah.
So are you okay just to have a quick chat with me about that?
Yeah, fine.
All right, cool. Just so you know, Jordan, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Have you or do you suffer with any sort of depression, Jordan?
No, really, mate. I'm just lazy, tired, ADHD.
Okay. ADHD. Do you have any sort of anxiety issues, Jordan, that your doctor's aware of?
No.
Okay. What about drink and drugs? Have you had any sort of issues with either of those two?
Alcohol.
Okay. Okay. Have you spoken to your doctor about either of those two?
No. I think I'm scared too.
With alcohol. Okay. I've got a real tough one for you, and I apologise for asking. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Jordan?
No.
Okay. Okay, so now that we've got all of that clear, what I'm going to do is I'm going to write to the social services and the care settings that you were in. I'm going to gather as much information as I possibly can. Do you want copies of any information I get, Jordan?
Yeah, that would be great, yeah, just to see.
Okay.
It's been a long time.
I'll get the copies of all the information. Nice. I'm not the quickest of typing. I'm trying my best. What happened is I'll send you all of the copies of all the information I get, Jordan. We'll go through them together. We'll make sure that you're happy with everything we've got. We haven't missed anything out. We've got all of your angles covered. And what we'll then do is we'll then submit that evidence to the Scottish Redress team.
Yeah. See, when I was in Kibble?
Yeah.
The teachers and all that did say, and doctors did say that I would never have a real job. I don't know why that was.
Yeah, I'm not sure. So just to let you know, and just so you're aware, the prerequisite or the criteria for Scottish Redress is in care pre-2004. Now, I'm not sure, but I'll speak to my lawyer. Our lawyer, if you like, whether we can submit the Kibble one, because it says here it was 2006 to 2009, but the Moss Park one, definitely.
Yeah.
Is that okay? So I'll speak to the lawyer and let you know how we get on with that.
Yeah, no problem.
Why do you think he said to you you'd never find a proper job?
I take a lot of time to sink everything in.
Yeah.
Like when people ask me questions, like something I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I was dyslexic, and all the equipment is dyslexic in it.
No, that's not fair to tell somebody with ADHD and dyslexia that they're not going to make something of themselves, is it?
Yeah, I know.
Just cruel, really. So, once we get all the information back, Jordan, like I said, we'll submit it to the Scottish Free Dress. We'll get what's called a panel date. From there, we'll be then judged. Our case will be judged by a panel. And then hopefully we'll get you some recognition of wrongdoing and you know, admittance of blame for what happened to you in care, and also some financial compensation from the court.
Yeah, good.
Is that okay? Do you have any questions, sir, on that process?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. So just to let you know, Jordan, I have to go back a step with you, just obviously due to the sensitive nature of these cases. So you understand our fees and what other options are out there for you, Jordan. Once you understand them, and if you're still happy for me to go up, carry on, obviously I will. So you can actually apply to the Scottish Free Dress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. Whether you go out and gather your own information or not, then that'll then be entirely up to you. But that is an option for you. There are other law firms out there, Jordan, who will help you and won't charge you a fee, but they get paid directly by the Scottish Government. They get paid £2,000 in what's called a government legal fee scheme, whether you win or lose a case. Now, legally, I can't discuss their practices, what they do for you, or more importantly, what they don't do for you. What I can tell you is we don't participate in that scheme. We don't get paid by the Scottish Government. We've rejected it on multiple occasions. We enter into a joint venture with you, which is a no-win, no-fee. So if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose. And it's on us to go out and maximise your claim value with all, obviously, supporting information and evidence. Our fees are capped at 20% inclusive of all VAT, so you'll never pay us more than 20%, Jordan. You may pay us less in some instances, depending on how much time we've worked on your case, but you'll never pay us more than 20%. On the flip side to that as well, if we're unsuccessful, we'll never put you under any sort of financial distress. Any of our fees, all of our time will be paid by our insurance policy. So we'll never pass that financial burden onto yourself, Jordan. Is that okay?
Yeah,
same. Perfect. Do you understand those three options, Jordan?
Yeah.
Are you still happy for me to continue with your case there?
Yeah, I mean, that's fine, yeah.
Okay, so just to let you know, Jordan, that you do have or did have a 14-day cooling off period from the date you signed that documentation with us. Obviously, we may not be made aware, so you can continue that 14-day period on from now. Or if you're happy to, you can waive the 14-day cooling off period and I can start on your case as soon as possible.
No, you just do, mate.
Okay. Yeah. So you're happy for us to waive the 14-day cooling off period, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Jordan, is I'll write you within the next 2 weeks all my contact details. You've got my number now. My name's Michael. Save my number. If you need me for anything, I work for you. Give me a call. Or if not, I'll be giving you a call probably every 3 to 4 weeks just to let you know and check in and how I'm getting on.
Yeah, that's perfect, mate.
Okay, Jordan, do you got any questions for me, sir?
No, that's all, thank you.
Okay, sir. Well, look, good luck. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll go off and start working on your case and gathering all the information, and I'll speak to you in the next few weeks.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you, Jordan. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.